Welcome to Highland Objects, a podcast that take you on a cultural tour of the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Highland Objects or visit the website highlandobjects.wordpress.com. Podcast 28, Sergeant Alexander Edwards, Victoria Cross.
Hi everyone, I'm Laura.
And I'm Freya.
And we're chatting with you today from the Highlanders Museum at Fort George near Inverness. Today we are discussing Sergeant Alexander Edwards' Victoria Cross, which he was awarded for gallantry on the 31st of July 1917 during the Battle of Ypres.
So, first things first, what is a Victoria Cross? At the Highlanders Museum, we have 16 Victoria Crosses, also known as VCs for short, which were won by men of the Seaforth and Cameron Highlanders from 1856 to 1918. The award was established on the 29th of January 1856 at the end of the Crimean War, where it was awarded to 111 individuals. It's a cross-shaped medal with a dark red or crimson ribbon. The metal for the cross was traditionally made from Russian cannons captured at the Siege of Sebastopol during the Crimean War. However, recent research shows that VCs made after December 1914 actually derive from two Chinese cannons. Specifically, the shape of the medal is a cross pâté. This is a type of Christian cross where the arms are narrower at the centre and flared out in a curve at the perimeter. Anyone in the British or Commonwealth Armed Forces can be awarded the VC, and it is awarded specifically for most conspicuous bravery, or some daring or preeminent act of valour or self-sacrifice, or extreme devotion to duty in the presence of the enemy. With military medals, it's common to have a clasp that details specific battles. However, it's very rare to have a clasp on a VC. In fact, clasps are only awarded when the VC is won twice, which has only ever happened three times.
So who was Sergeant Alexander Edwards? He was born in Lossiemouth on the 4th of November 1885. Was the son of Alexander, a fisherman, and Jessie, his wife. After attending Lossiemouth School, Alexander went on to become a cooper in the local herring industry. He was also a Freemason and a caddy at Murray Links Golf Course. On the outbreak of war, he joined the 6th Murrayshire Battalion of the Seaforth Highlanders, and by May 1915, he was in active service in France. He survived the Somme in July 1916, but after catching a throat infection in October, he was posted to a reserve battalion in England to train recruits. In June 1917, he rejoined his old battalion and was back in action on the first day of the Battle of Passchendaele.
At the time that Edwards was awarded the VC, he was Company Sergeant Major for C Company of the Murrayshire Battalion. They were driving forward from the slopes of the Pilcombe Ridge and were tasked with securing a bridgehead across the stream. Their advance slowed due to the Flanders mud and the location of the farm they had come to, when Edward C Company were faced with several machine gun emplacements hidden in the ruined buildings. The extract from the London Gazette, where the events surrounding all VCs were recorded, is dated 14th of September 1917 and details Edward's actions as the following. For most conspicuous bravery in attack, when having located a hostile machine gun in a wood, he, with great dash and courage, led some men against it, killed all the team, and captured the gun. Later, when a sniper was causing casualties, he crawled out to stalk him, and although badly wounded in the arm, went on and killed him. One officer only was now left with the company, and, realising that the success of the operation depended on the capture of the furthest objective, Sergeant Edwards, regardless of his wound, led his men on till this objective was captured. He subsequently showed great skill in consolidating his position and very great daring in personal reconnaissance. Although again twice wounded on the following day, this very gallant NCO maintained throughout a complete disregard for personal safety, and his high example of coolness and determination engendered a fine fighting spirit in his men.
Alexander Edwards was awarded his Victoria Cross by King George on the forecourt of Buckingham Palace on the 26th of September 1917.
Alexander's VC is in the collection along with his paybook and a gold pocket watch.
The public response to his Victoria Cross in Murrayshire was considerable, and an appeal was launched by the local newspaper to buy a gift to honour the hero. On a visit home in October 1917, after he had been awarded his Victoria Cross, Alexander was met at the train station by a large crowd who'd gathered to welcome him home. On the same visit, on the 4th of October, at Lossiemouth Town Hall, Alexander was presented with gifts of a wallet containing National War loan bonds for £100, war savings certificates, money, and a beautiful gold watch and chain. The chain has a golden token attached to it with Masonic square and compass symbol, acknowledging his membership of the Freemasons. The watch is inscribed, "Presented by the people of Lossiemouth, his native place, to Sergeant Alexander Edwards, the 6th Seaforth Highlanders, on recognition of his having won the Victoria Cross." Soon after this visit home, Alexander returned to action on the Western Front. On the 21st of March 1918, he was faced with the notorious German spring offensive. 3 days into battle, Sergeant Alexander Edwards was killed on the 24th of March 1918 and was recorded as missing in action.
Sergeant Edwards' VC and pocket watch are currently on display at the Highlanders Museum. You can see them on the first floor in the World War I room. We would be delighted to welcome you for a visit.
Highland Objects is brought to you by Expo North Heritage, which is supported by Museums and Heritage Highland, Museums Gallery Scotland, Creative Scotland, Highlands and Islands Enterprise, and Historic Environment Scotland.